This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey, also, that Cleveland Pacers game three, the Cavaliers are back healthy. It's official. Evan Mobley, Darius Garland will play. They will play in this game tonight, and the Cavs are on the road and probably have to win. Probably have to win.
Pretty big.
I know it's not a quote-unquote must win. The series isn't over if they lose, but they're down 3-0 if they lose, and I think that they would be dust. So
No team's ever come back from 3-0.
Correct.
In the NBA.
And it's at Indiana, and they've not lost a home game in the playoffs yet. So something's got to give tonight. We'll see. The one seed is up against it for sure. 888-957-9570, Ruben in Fremont. Hi, Ruben. Thank you for calling.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Yeah, I have two questions. The first one, the main problem with the Warriors, and I know every Warriors fan can relate to this, are these stupid turnovers. That's what's killing the Warriors. The Warriors are giving the other team opportunities, and they're scoring points on the Warriors. How many games that we've seen that they've lost that they had like 16, 14 turnovers all the time? But when they play really good basketball – and they make like maybe 8-10 turnovers, they win. And then I blame it on Kerr because he's the coach. He has to get on these players. You know, it's just like getting on Draymond, telling him not to go and act like a fool, you know, when he's not supposed to, because he's going to cost them the season. And he'll get kicked out and he won't be able to play anymore. And the thing is, Kerr has to talk to these players. These players are professionals, and you got to look like, say, Vince Lombardi. If all his football players were making dumb mistakes like the Warriors on their games every Sunday, you think he would put up with that? No. That's why Vince got on their players.
Hey, Ruben, you're obviously an awesome sports fan. Are you running around here with the premise that Steve Kerr doesn't talk to his players and he doesn't tell them to take care of the basketball?
When they don't react to what he's telling them, because I see him telling them, I hear him telling the players on the bench, hurry up, you know, don't make, you know, turnovers, and yet they're doing it. So I don't know if it's the players that they have no, you know, intelligence or what. But this also goes for Steph. Steph makes turnovers all the time,
right? But you know? Ruben, you know what? You know what's funny here, Ruben, and thank you very much for the call. You sort of make it sound like a defiant teenager. They're not trying to turn the ball over.
You can't tell me not to turn it over, Steve. I'll turn it over if I want to.
So, like, I do like, Ruben, that you're pointing out this specific stat, because this is the stat that we've been playing with on this show all playoffs long. And yes, last night, the streak continued.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever wins the turnover battle in Warrior playoff games is 9-0. That means the Warriors five times have won the turnover battle, and four times they've lost the turnover battle. So you absolutely can have the opinion that they turn it over too much and they're too sloppy at times. And I think that that's all fair and true. At the same time, the way you spoke about it, it was as if they like either they don't know that they're not supposed to turn it over, or they've decided, hey, guys, I know Steve told us not to turn it over, but what the hell does he know?
We'll show him.
Watch this. Yeah,
exactly.
I'm going to throw the ball in the fifth row. I don't know about you. So, look, there's another highly paid team out there. Whenever the Warriors win the turnover battle, the other city's radio shows are complaining about the fact that they turned it over too many times. Like, they know. But there's like 7-foot millionaires on the other team that are trying to get you to mess up. And I'd add, tomorrow night or last night, which I think might have been their worst turnover number of the postseason yet, it was 17. It was definitely one of the worst two or three.
I think it wound up being 20 if you count like all the team turnovers as well.
Maybe the team ones, but yes, in the box score, they've turned it over 17 times.
Yep, I'm looking at all of them right now.
I think I'd argue that last night you're especially prone to the turnover because your main ball handler is gone.
I mean, just go ahead and lead with that. Yeah. So the point guard, sorry, Chris Paul, but the best point guard in franchise history, and your best ball handler is not on the team. So what does that lead to? And I'm looking at the list of turnovers, and you can go to NBA.com and click on the box score, and you can look at all 17 of them. And I see Hield, Butler, Pat Spencer had one where he drove in and he got caught, and Kuminga had a bad pass.
Oh, I remember that one. Yep.
Lost ball, bad pass. Buddy Hield with a backcourt violation where...
Oh, that one was so stupid.
And you know what? And I just was looking at that one. Yep. It was a bang-bang call, and I think the ref had it right. He caught it before Pat Spencer actually landed it.
Yeah, Pat had not established his feet on the ground
front court
yet.
Yes. And so, but those turnovers are like, well, I mean, Buddy.
What are you doing?
Buttered. My name's Buddy. I know it is Buddy. Can you wait a half a second? And the one that really...
My name is Buddy.
That's right.
The real backbreaker, and I'm looking at it right now.
You didn't
so
save the day
the
yesterday.
Warriors coax a miss.
I'm Batman.
The Warriors get the rebound. 6.5 to go. They're down 7.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, down 7.
Time to boogie.
Here comes Jimmy Butler in the backcourt, and he's about to be double teamed. Dribble, jump, land, dribble. Like... Jimmy, that's like four great Bs.
The audacity.
Even me as a CYO ref, like, well, even I couldn't have let that one go.
The funny one was he tried to argue it. He looked at the ref like, no, what are you doing? No, that was just my normal run. It was kind of like the guy that trips walking down the street and then starts to jog to make it look like that's what I was trying to do. What are you looking at? Anyway, yes.
I mean, so all the turnovers are not created equally, but that was the one where... If you can go down there and you hit a three and you cut it to 4, okay.
Yeah,
I mean,
You got a game.
And instead, they went down and it was bam, bam. I think they hit two straight threes.
Yeah, they hit a three.
And so all of a sudden you go from down 7 to down 13 and it's like, okay, cute little run over. It's night-night.
Let's go to Rod in Vallejo. Hi, Rod. Thanks for the call.
Great show, guys. Love listening to you.
Thanks, man. What's up?
I'm 75 now, but I played baseball, basketball, and football. And what I'm seeing from Moses Moody right now is a guy who's dinged up. He's got a sprained knee or a bad shoulder or a deep thigh bruise or something, and he's worked so hard to get where he's gotten. He's getting a lot more minutes now, and he's not saying anything. You look at those shots, that's exactly what happens when you shoot air balls when you're dinged. And I feel that he's playing way below what he was playing at the end of the season. A huge drop off, and I think he's dinged up right now, and he's just keeping quiet about it. What do you think?
I mean, it's certainly possible, Rod. Thanks. I mean, I have no idea, and I think
knee, shoulder, thigh. Those were all the three that he threw out as possibilities.
What about head, shoulders, knees, and toes?
Oh yeah.
Knees and toes.
That's on a short list of songs in my house, no doubt.
No, I think, Rod, I'd answer it this way. This might be a weird answer, but when you do what we do for a living, you really, really get into the practice of not trying to guess on what other bodies are going through.
Right.
Because it's not fair. So maybe, there's two ways to answer that. One, it's maybe, and B, it's... Like, everybody's probably in pain right now. It's May in the NBA. They have been playing since October, and yes, they are probably all hurting on some level, especially those who have been playing heavy minutes. And for the last month or two, Moses Moody has been that.
Yeah, but not the last week.
Nope.
I mean, he played 11 minutes in Game 7 against Houston. He played 8.5 in Game 1, and he played 16.5 last night. And part of that 16.5 was white flag, and we're going to go with Noxie and Key and Spencer. And you know what, Moses? You're a part of it.
You're in.
Yeah, which I do think is a little bit of the kind of the scarlet letter. It tells me what the coaching staff right now is thinking of Moses. He's gone from starter to garbage time finisher.
Yep.
And even at that, and I was really watching him closely because I had him as my over 5.5 in my take it to the bank prediction yesterday. And he wound up with 3 points. So I'm watching him in garbage time think, yes, Mark, I got it wrong. Can you please let me set it up first before?
Does it make you feel better? I got mine wrong too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Appreciate that.
I like it when I get a buzzer.
I don't dislike it. I just was trying to build up to the point where he could have actually buzzed me at the appropriate time because I'm watching it, and he's got the 3 points, and I'm thinking, all right, Moses, go ahead and get me one of these, like, oh, by the way, threes, but he didn't.
Nope. Oh for five.
I was about to bring it home, and I lost. I lost.
There
you go.
That was the good
one. Is it that hard?
That was a good
one. Where were you in rehearsal?
Nowhere to be found.
Totally, dude.
I love that.
Can you just wait that. For the build
My favorite
up?
Question that you get in public is when people go, hey, you're sitting there just talking for 4 hours. Who tells you what to say?
That's right.
I always look at them and I go, well, we actually stick a rod up the back of our shirt and there's a guy with a hand and he sticks it in the back of your head and he moves my lips for me. And then there's another guy that has the script. He's got the script, and he's just feeding it. He's feeding it, and he's typing away as fast as possible. And so that's how we do it. Other than that, I don't even know how I would do this job. Thank you, Lucas and Mark. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Granny and
Why
Lucas.
Why are you telling people this?
I know.
It's because sometimes I like to let people behind the curtain.
You got to pull back the curtain. Yeah.
Like, are you guys so young that you don't even know what Wizard of Oz is?
Come on.
Who? Yeah, the man behind the curtain.
Shortstop for the Cardinals?
These guys.
It's a home run by the Wizard.
Grandy's an old soul. Lucas just makes stuff up. Lucas just pretends.
Lucas is just guessing
in
life. I
think Grandy probably as a 5-year-old went to a theater and watched the black and white version with his parents. That's what I mean.
I don't know for sure, but maybe.
It's possible.
How much were movies when you were a kid,
back
Grandy?
Back in my day.
Back in my day. I loved the current grandpas who used to see movies for a nickel. Those are my favorite. You used to see movies for a nickel. We went down there and we'd play for a nickel, and then we'd get popcorn for a penny, 6 cents.
And before the movie, they would show you like the newsreel, like news of the day. The Hindenburg has crashed.
Actually, read all about it.
Totally. Anyway.
Okay.
I'm that old.
Wow.
I need a nap.
All right. Jay, Telmo, Brody, Mac, Zach, North Bay, Jay, stay where you are. Plus, we're going to get you details on winning your way into the Valkyries game next Friday night. We're sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Springwater. This is Willie and Dip.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Edwards double pass to McDaniel, stripped by Draymond to Pajemski. Bounce pass, Buddy Hield, left corner, three, got it! The Warriors are back in business. Minnesota has to call time. It's 62-55, an 8-0 burst by the Dubs. And they are getting back into a game that many thought they were going to get blown out.
My name is Buddy. I'm Batman. I saved the day.
Hey, Aries, it's Buddy Hield. You're listening to Willib and Dibs on 95.7, The Game.
Yeah, even when he threw it to Pat Spencer, when Pat Spencer was not across half court yet, I'm like, not going to get upset.
No.
You do you, Buddy. You do you, Buttered.
Right. My name's Buddy.
Yeah. Whatever you
My
want.
My name is Buddy.
We'll go back to the phones in a sec.
Tim's exuberance on that call was kind of how I was feeling. Like, okay, Warriors.
Yeah, that was the only moment. I told you we went to Floodwater last night. That was the only moment where the room, the room got into it. That the room reacted. Like, okay, time out.
Yeah.
Minnesota.
Better call one.
Better call Tyrone.
Mm.
Look
at you.
Yeah, but then that was the end of that.
Only the end of that because Jimmy Butler had to travel, and then Naz Reid 3, Kuminga 3. Okay.
Yep.
Still down 7.
Yep.
Adivincenzo.
Oh.
He hit a 3. McDaniel's a finger roll. You're down 12, and that's when the Warriors take timeout, and it's like, all right, you four out, you four in, and, you know, you brought in GP2, Moses, TJD, and Pat Spencer. All right, guys, make a run.
Okay, go beat
you
the
won't.
Go beat the Wolves.
Sure.
So that leads us to the all-important, like, where are you watching this tomorrow night? And who are you watching this with?
Yeah.
Are you going? You gonna go to the game?
Nope.
You're not gonna go to the game.
No.
What are you gonna do?
It'll be a home game for me. It will be a watch it at the house, and I'll watch it with my almost 3-year-old, 2.5-year-old, and we'll see how long she lasts before she gets banished.
Okay.
Because as I told her in Game 7 against Houston,
you're right.
Mila, you need to lock in. I am yocked in. And She wasn't yocked in. So we got late third, early fourth, and I said, you need to go in the office and watch Masha.
Let me talk to Mila, though, because the Warriors weren't yocked in either.
No.
So,
but game 7, they were, and she wasn't.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
So
and
I
think tomorrow, I would argue last night was not a yock in game.
No.
It was a free swing.
And
tomorrow night, we need to yock back in.
No doubt.
And so,
and by yock, we mean locked. My daughter's L's are Y's.
Yeah.
So, for those of you who aren't able to speak toddler, she's all,
yes.
Her L's are Y's.
Yes. And when the Warriors lose, she doesn't yike it.
No.
So anyway, but tomorrow I got to yock back in.
Yep.
So we're going to go with familiarity.
Okay.
We are going back to a place that has been wonderful for the vibes. In fact, this is where we went when the Warriors didn't have Jimmy Butler, and we expected them to lose, but they didn't. They won. Game 3. Series switches to home. You're missing a star. You don't think you can win. You win. It's the exact same scenario tomorrow night. So we're going right back to B&V Whiskey Bar and Grill in Sonoma.
All right.
And we're going to be watching the damn thing.
I love it.
It's becoming a little superstitious, to be honest with you.
Well, we need it. So whatever your superstition is, and not just you, but everyone out there, let's do it, because you and I have had this debate about which game is the pivotal game. You think it's the even-numbered games, and you've been right, and you are mostly right. I feel like in this series, tomorrow is the pivotal game. If the Warriors lose, they can still win game four and everything is okay. But if the Warriors can win tomorrow, in my mind, it all but guarantees that Steph Curry will play more basketball this year.
Ooh, well, that's quite a statement. Because
I think that he's going to be ready for game six.
Okay.
That's my belief.
Okay, and that's fine. I don't know.
I'm not his hamstring, I'm not Dr. Rick Celebrini. Although I've been a radio doctor as long as he's been an actual doctor.
You look a little like a hamstring.
I don't even know how to take that. I don't either. Offensively.
You're the one who kind of
Randy,
brought it
should
there.
I be mad?
The audacity.
Thank you. Thank you, Jimmy.
You're like, I'm not his hamstring.
I'm not.
I've never heard someone say that before.
Well, I'm not.
And you're not.
These are facts.
But you could pass for it.
Yeah, I don't think I yike when you say that. Okay? You don't know what a hamstring looks like. I know this.
Thanks.
And these...
But when I imagine what it looks like you.
Okay, it's Friday. It's 4:20. Normally, you don't get like super... like irrationably giggly until 5 o'clock, but it's all right. You're allowed to. I'll just say this as we get it back to the Dubs, and
you know what this is?
It's an inebriation sensation.
It seems like it's just personification sensation.
Gotcha.
Catch me out one time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. What is going on here?
I'll tell you what, Fitz. What's going on here is I'm saying that I believe that Steph Curry will be ready to play basketball a week from Sunday, which is when game six will be held.
Yeah, so, I know. I hear where you're coming from. I do.
Just based on the way I see him, like, moving around a little bit. I mean, he's up there rebounding at shoot around, and he's on the bench, and he's standing up.
I hope he's not
in traction.
No, and I'm with you. And the reason, for those who don't know, the reason I always believe the even number games, the pivotal ones, because those are the games where one of the teams has a chance to really stamp it and take a 2-game lead, like the Warriors had that last night. That didn't happen, and they've got to win, I believe, at least one of the next two. And whenever you're in that situation, you know, spoiler alert, it's a hell of a lot more comfortable if you get the first of those two. So yes, tomorrow night is huge, and it creates a massive opportunity for you to A, maybe get to when Steph Curry plays again, and B, have another home game where you can take control of the series. Is that asking a lot? You damn right it is. You damn right it is. But I'm with you. In this scenario, tomorrow night is very, very big for the Warriors. So we're going to where the vibes play. That's where we're going.
Nice.
And so we're doing it. Guess what else we're doing? We're going to give away a pair of tickets to the Valkyries' first ever real regular season game here in San Francisco. So if you would like to win a pair of tickets to see the Valkyries on May 16th, week from tonight, home opener, first ever WNBA season, we are giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets this segment, okay? This segment. We'll do it again in the 5 o'clock hour. For now, just keep listening for the cue to call. While you're waiting, this is the part where everybody gets very upset, because we're going to give you the contest line so that you can write it down, but we all know what you're actually going to do. You're going to call it so it saves it in your phone, and then Luke is going to get very upset because those of you who are calling, and in fact, I don't even have to say it, the lines are already going crazy.
Oh, yeah.
People are, don't call. You're not going to win. You're not going to win right now. But if you don't have the contest line, it's 415-523-4652. That's the contest line. 415-523-4652. But we're not doing anything right now, okay? So get that number ready. Don't call now, but sometime this segment, which is going to run for at least another 15 minutes,
okay,
we will give away our first pair of tickets to the Valkyries opener, and then we'll do it again in the 5 o'clock hour.
I love it, and based on how many people just called when you asked them not to call, that tells me that these are hot tickets.
People want to go.
Yeah.
People want to go. I want to go. I'm going to be out of town, but I'd go if I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So... I get it. All right, back to you. Let's go to Telmo on 280. Hi, Telmo. Thanks for calling. Telmo. Tell less. All right. Let's go to Mac Zach in the town. What's up, Mac Zach?
Hey, fellas. Mark, I wanted to heap a little praise on you, man. About 10 years ago, I had a job where I was working weekends, and I hated it. And I would turn on my dial. You were working on another station, and I would listen to you. You would get me through my workday, man, and I appreciate your sensibility and the way that you kind of filter out the hyperbole. And it, you know, just, I just really appreciate it. And I followed you over to 95.7 The Game, and that's why, you know, I have you on, your station on my preset, and I listen to you daily.
Well,
so thank you.
Yeah, that's probably enough of that, Mac Zach. I mean, those were nice words, but
no, those are my favorite.
It's about enough, Mac Zach.
If there was something that helped you get through the day, those are my favorite sort of comments when people have them. So yeah, and I extra love it, Mac Zach, because if y'all could see what those kinds of calls do to Dan Bibley,
God, make me sick.
I mean, you weren't on your third word, and he was already head down, shaking his head. God. He couldn't believe what was happening.
Hey, sorry about it, Dib. You know what? He turned me on to you, and I love you too. So you got to give me some props for that.
I mean, in that case,
he would have never even heard you if it weren't for me.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Thanks, Mark. Mac Zach, please tell me you have some other content other than heaping praise on what's his name over here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So basically, I know you guys see these games, and when Draymond Green, he feels like he's got a grievance with the referee after a play, and you'll see, like, in the shot, he's sprinting down the court just to berate the referee, ignoring the game totally and the action that's going on and his defensive assignment. He blacks out. And, you know, I know, you know, you guys are trying to steer away from, you know, having any comments about his mental health, but he's absolutely insane when he's on that court in between those lines. He cracks me up. He's one of my favorite players. He's my spirit animal. You know, I love his aggressiveness and his tenacity, and he, you know, wears his feelings on his sleeve. And it's not easy what he does, you know, playing in front of the world. So I understand that, but he really cracks me up, and he's insane.
Mac Zach, you call anytime. Thank you very, very much for checking in. We've seen this with athletes before. I think Mac Zach is absolutely right, and that's why it's kind of hard. You know, the conversation you and I had with regard to Draymond, I get that. You know, there are people that were texting in and on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line and YouTube comments and all this about, like, oh, you're enabling him. You're making excuses for Draymond, and it's like, I don't always love who he is on the basketball court. I wonder if that helps. I don't always love who he is on the basketball court. My point in that conversation was that's who he is on the basketball court. That doesn't mean that's who he is everywhere else in life.
Agreed.
And I think that that's what he was kind of getting at last night. I think that commentary was at least pushed by the racial stuff that was thrown at him from the crowd, where people got kicked out of the game last night. I don't even know exactly what was said, but it was obviously beyond inappropriate. And, you know, I cannot relate and would never judge in a situation. I mean, that's awful. It's awful. No matter how successful you are, no matter what you've achieved, to have other people constantly trying to make you feel small because they don't like you the way that you play basketball, I think it's just brutal. It's absolutely brutal. But I've seen this before with athletes. They go to a different place when they're playing. They go to a completely different place. You would not recognize them. The person who stands out for me, at least in my career, just in who I've had the opportunity to talk to a lot, was Troy Polamalu. Troy Polamalu, I covered him when he was at USC.
Boop.
And Troy is the most soft-spoken.
Genteel. Yeah, no doubt.
Kindest.
Yep.
Would, like, if he stepped on your foot, he'd follow you home to make sure you had another pair of shoes kind of guy.
Yep.
And then the game started.
Right, right.
And people were like, that dude's dirty. It I've never, the dichotomy between in between the lines and outside the sidelines with that guy, I've never seen larger. And I do, I wonder if that's Draymond Green also.
When a lot of football players, I think, are more like that because the game itself calls upon you to be physical beyond maybe the letter of the law. And Polamalu is a great example. And, you know, I've had the chance to talk to many NFL players, football players, and I did 4 years of radio with Lorenzo Neal, for example, and you watch Lo Neal play, and you would never characterize him as a, quote, dirty player, but you watch Lo Neal as a blocker, a lead blocker, and he's out there trying to destroy people. He's trying to run you over, pancake you, and eliminate you, and another guy who is just incredibly genteel and friendly off the court. So you get into Draymond Green, and it's a little bit different because, you know, the things that Draymond Green does on the court, like last night's a great example where you get fouled, and as you're getting fouled, you go up and then you have an opportunity and you put your forearm in somebody else's face. Right. And it just is unfortunate. And there was another incident earlier in the game where he could have easily gotten a technical foul. He could have been ejected from that game. And Steiny actually was asking me that, I think before the crossover started, he said, are you surprised he didn't get thrown out of that game? It's like, yeah, of course.
But and are you actually? Like, with the way it's gone in these playoffs,
I'm a little surprised.
I'm
surprised he didn't get a technical foul when he ran up to one ref and screamed at him, that's effing BS, and then he went to the other ref. He basically hunted, quote-unquote, down two different refs to get that point across, and they gave him the room. They didn't give him a tech. And then when he forearmed Naz Reid in the face, that's a technical foul. Boom, you get one. And had he already gotten one, he would have been ejected.
Yep.
And it would have been, I think, understandable.
The refs in the playoffs have done a good job of awareness. Now, you know, we've had all kinds of discussion about physicality and, you know, they're holding Steph off the ball and all the things that everybody looks at in these games. And we've talked about targeting pre-existing injuries and whether that's Steph's thumb or whether it's Jason Tatum with what's gone on with his arm and just different injuries around the league. And I personally don't love that stuff. In fact, I really don't like it. I don't like it at all when you're targeting the pre-existing injuries. But what the refs have done as far as kind of showing some conservatism with regard to throwing Draymond Green out of the game, it fits with the way that they're calling the game. They're letting guys do things. So they let Draymond yell at him too. I mean, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing is up for debate, but I tend to think it's a good thing. You know what I mean? Whatever you can do to keep the stars in the game, you do it. And if they just completely go over the line and lose it and they really earn that second tech, then okay. But I think trying to keep them in the game is the right thing to do.
Agreed. And, you know, yet and still, Draymond Green's now gotten 5 technical fouls in 9 playoff games. So that's not trending in the right direction. If he gets to 7, he's suspended. And if he gets to 9 and they're still playing, he gets suspended again. So it's every other technical foul. So if you get to 7, 9, 11, those are all suspensions. So he's already now 2 techs away. He gets 1 more tech before he gets suspended from the game.
Suspended, exactly. All right, listen, hey, some point in the next, I think like 2.5 minutes.
Oh, boy.
At some point in the next 2.5 minutes, you're going to hear the bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop. You're going to hear the sounder. Okay? And as soon as you hear that, then it's going to be time to give away a pair of tickets to the Valkyries next Friday night, the home opener. So just keep listening. Don't call yet, but some point here, we're getting real, real close. Jay in the North Bay is next up here on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Jay. Thanks for calling. Jay, you there?
Hiya, fellas.
Hey. So, what's up?
Yep. Yes, sir. I just can't get over all this Steve Kerr slander. It's like the guy's been 19 and 2. Is that what it is? It's like, okay, so tell me when Phil Jackson won the finals without Michael Jordan in Chicago. Tell me when Popovich won without you know, the fundamental, the big fundamental in San Antonio, or without Kobe in LA. It's like the guy's got an impeccable record, and I think people forget what it was like before him and don't appreciate now that he's here. And I do have criticisms about him. I think he waits a little too late in the season to dial in a secondary package, but it's I think people are getting a little selfish or a little greedy. And I also would like to commend Dibs. I have two things in common with you. I am have been a referee for 8 years, and I've also thrown a potato at a homeless person.
Wow. Okay. I'm not sure about the relative housing situation of this individual, but yes, this individual, and I'll use my estimated pronoun of they. They threw the potato at me first. And so once they hit me on the elbow and they fled across the street, only then did I hurl the russet back at this individual. And yes, I did throw it 50 yards in the air. And yes, I did miss high and wide left, but it's the way it goes sometimes, Mark.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes you got to throw a potato at a person.
That might be one of them. One of my favorite moments in the history of this show.
A long-time listener right there.
I have something in common with Dibs.
Yep. Two things.
I referee youth games.
And
I, too, have thrown a potato at a homeless person.
Yeah. That works there, actually. And again, I don't know if this individual, and again, we're going to keep the pronoun neutral, and just leave it at that. But I don't know what the relative housing situation was, but I do know this. They started it. I'm angry, Jeff.
That's awesome. Yeah, like, I just think when people do that, oh, we got something in common. It's usually like, I also have three kids.
I thought that's where we were going.
Or like, I went to the same high school.
Totally.
I've never heard someone go that far out of the area code. We got something in common.
Yep.
I hocked a potato at somebody one time, too.
Right.
That's a new one.
It is new.
That's like, and I've never had that happen before.
It's somebody who's been listening to the station for a long time, because that incident happened probably 8 years ago, I would say, 7 years ago. And the story was told. And the
was
story,
it that recent?
It lives on. It was during the Joe Lo and Dibs era.
Okay.
Which
was even longer ago.
No, because Joe Lo and Dibs went from 2016 to 2020.
Yeah.
And then early days pandemic, Joe Fortenbaugh got himself another job. And then I was able to latch on with Steiny and Guru for 50 glorious weeks of distance broadcasting.
Ooh, okay, there it is. It is contest time. Ready, set, go. If you want to win a pair of tickets to the first ever regular season home game for the Golden State Valkyries, which is next Friday night, all you got to do is be caller 5 right now. 415-523-4652. 415-523-4652. Caller 5 now wins a pair of tickets to the Valkyries game next Friday night, May 16th. Remember, if you don't win, two things. You can always go to Valkyries.com, but we've got another pair coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. I see tons of you calling the call-in line. That's not going to win you Bubkiss.
It will win you Bubkiss.
That's a good point. It's going to win you Bubkiss. Now, it could allow you to get on the air and tell Dan Dibley that you, too, once threw a potato at somebody.
Yeah, it's possible.
You could do that on the regular line. But the regular line, the 888-957, that's not going to do you anything right now.
No.
Unless you just want to talk Warriors with us, which is great. But if you want to go to the Valkyries game next Friday night, you got to go to the contest line. And that's what you're going to need in the 5 o'clock hour, too, because we will do it again not too long from right now.
Right, right. And just give the number again for people who are going to lock in an hour from now.
It's 415.
Okay.
523.
Okay.
4652.
523-4652.
Right here in the 415 area code.
Okay, perfect.
San Francisco, California.
Okay. So I got to pay long distance if I'm in the 925. Remember long distance? Just real quick. Remember long distance?
Your parents would get so mad at you.
So mad.
They'd pull out the whole bill. Who called somebody in Bakersfield? Do you have friends come over here and call an uncle in Bakersfield? We had to pay 23 cents for that.
Dude, oh long distance. God,
Alan Willard hated long distance. All right, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good, here for your calls. Coming up next on Willard and Dibs.
Now a bad pass by Santos, stolen by Naz Reid. Reid on the left wing, back out to Alexander Walker for three. It's good. Alexander Walker with his third three of the night. He's got 13, and the lead is up to 20.
Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Tina in Fremont. You listening?
Tina?
Tina. Congratulations.
Tina.
And thank you for listening. Tina's going to the Valkyries game next Friday night, along with whoever the hell Tina wants to bring.
Yeah, Tina.
Okay? So all you people who know Tina, better cozy up. Better stop calling our contest line and call Tina. That's the only way you're getting those tickets. Now, you could win again in the 5 o'clock hour.
You could.
But you should look at your phone. It's not the 5 o'clock hour right now.
It's not. And if you're one of three people who is sitting there with your phone ringing into the contest line, and I won't, well, now there's four of you, and I won't name check you because that would be wrong, but to the four of you, from all of us to all of you, knock it off.
Rachel.
Don't do it.
Shigeki.
That's not fair.
I see you.
Wireless caller.
Eh. I mean, stop it.
Yeah,
just chill.
Knock it off.
Like, I mean, we're going to do it again. We're going to do it again.
You're wasting your time. Like, and I appreciate you listening, and I encourage you to be ready to win, but...
The energy is great. The energy is great.
Right, but right now, you're wasting your energy. You're just making Lucas mad, which unfortunately will filter into... getting mad.
Yeah.
Because if Lucas is upset, then darn it, we're upset too.
That's right.
It's not true.
That's right.
Couldn't even finish it. Keep calling.
Oh, God.
Do me a favor, keep calling.
I am really into this new smoker's cough that you've got this week.
Well.
It's fun. You sound like you have had eight Manhattans right now.
Monday, Grandy actually is really good about giving me a look when I'm starting to lose my voice.
Oh, yeah, you're fine.
Monday was a little dicey.
Yep.
Monday, I actually looked in and Grandy kind of gave me the half eyebrow of a,
yeah.
Do I need to get loose in here?
No, we didn't send Bob Melvin out, but we sent the pitching coach out.
Sure.
Take a look. How we doing out here? Are we doing okay? And we're going to warm somebody up.
Yeah.
We didn't need to use it. That's good. You got out of the inning.
It would be a lot more fun if it was a smoker's cough, but it's a toddler cough.
No, I know. I know.
Yeah. Do you remember those days? Because, like, your youngest is a fifth grader, so it's not the same. Even if somebody in his class is sick, like, fifth graders are better about, I don't know, covering their cough and blowing their nose.
Yeah, no, we don't deal with it anymore. But yes, I remember those
days. I'm in the Petri dish.
I know you are.
It's a Petri dish of emotion.
I know you are. And you get mad at all the other parents all the time. Every one of you, all you elementary school parents, you all do the same thing.
I'm angry, Jeff.
Yep. It's awesome. Yeah. You send your kid to school when they're sick, or if it's a close call, you do it. Because why? You don't want that kid at home. You got crap to do. Oh, but if somebody else brings an illness to school... They're the worst parents
ever.
Who have ever lived in mankind and creation. All of them. How dare they send a kid to school? Because that's what you need. You got to go to school, kid.
We kept our daughter home all last week, all 5 days.
I know you did.
Because we don't want to be those parents.
Yep.
And there's a parent in the preschool there's a group of parents, actually. There's a pair. We really want to be their friend. Like, my wife's like, I really like them.
Yeah.
I want to be their friend.
But they're six-enders, aren't they?
Six-enders. And this young lady, who will remain nameless for HIPAA reasons and the fact that she's only three, not once, Mark, but twice, was she sent to school sick. God.
Yeah.
They're six enders.
Yeah, you got to get that kid out the house. You got to live, Dibs. You cannot, that kid, they got to go. They have got to go. So, I get it.
Right. All right. Six enders.
All guests.
It's really good.
Just made it up. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? 888-957-9570 is the number. We will continue to go with your calls. Plus, apparently, right around the corner, first of all, yes, another pair of Valkyries tickets.
Yes.
But apparently, Steve Kerr is speaking to the assembled media at the whatever the hell's going on over at Chase Center, hullabaloo, as we get ready for game three. And we will have at least a portion of what he said for you shortly.
Well, first of all, I don't really care.
Well, we do. And I'd also say this. We'll give you a little teaser, and it's this. Steve Kerr has confirmed that both Jonathan Kuminga and Trace Jackson Davis will be a part of the rotation tomorrow night. I don't find that much of a surprise.
Right, especially when your rotation's 14 deep.
Yeah, well, no, I don't think that will be tomorrow.
I know, I agree.
I don't think tomorrow. What do you got? Give me an over-under rotation tomorrow. Number of players, and I'm not talking about the guy that got a minute.
Right.
But what, like, you,
9.5 would be the number.
There you go.
And I would take the over, but again, like last night, does Quentin Post count as being in the rotation?
Well, he started.
But he played 3.5 minutes, and that was going to be about enough out of you, QP. But he counts. Like, Kevon Looney only played, 5 minutes?
Kevon had three. Also had three. Just like QP.
Right. So
and it was a minus 10.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, Kevon counts as being in the rotation. And last night, the rotation was probably 13, maybe 14. And I'm with you that... Come tomorrow night, it's going to be a lot shorter.
Why don't we play a game?
Yep.
I'm going to say the name. You say whether the person is in the rotation or out of the rotation.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
And I'm not going to take any liberties. We're going with all the names, even the obvious ones.
All right.
All right? So in or out? Draymond Green.
In.
Jimmy Butler.
In.
Buddy Hield.
In.
Brandon Pajemski.
In.
Quentin Post.
Out.
Wow, that was a noise. All right, so we're sticking with four.
What? Yeah.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
We're doing rapid fire. Yes. You don't have to be right. It's not like you don't get to come in Monday or whatever.
I've got a little bit of a fear of the buzzer.
Okay.
But I guess he doesn't know yet either. But.
Yeah, Grandy doesn't know. Nobody knows. Steve knows. But we don't know. Jonathan Kuminga.
In.
Kevon Looney.
In.
Oh, all right. Braxton Key.
He's out.
Kevin Knox.
Out.
Trace Jackson Davis.
In.
Trace Jackson Davis.
All three of them are in.
Okay. Guy Santos.
Out.
All right. We're still at seven. Gary Payton II.
He's in.
In. That's eight. Moses Moody.
He's in.
That's nine. And then.
He's out.
White smoke.
He's out.
Pat Spencer.
I'm afraid he's out.
All right. So you got a rotation of nine.
Right.
I could ask you about Steph Curry, but
he's out.
He's out.
And I do think that, you know, there's some possible wiggle room for Guy just to get that 3 or 4 minutes of run in there with your headband on and see if you can't mess some S up. There's room for that. And also a short leash, as Lo Neal might say famously.
Probably for almost everybody.
Well, Moses Moody.
Yeah.
Like, for me, that's the one, of all the things we've seen over the last few games, that is the most head-scratchingest for me.
I agree.
Like, what's happened, Moses?
I don't know. And the question is if Moses goes out, then and if that leash gets pulled, who gets put back in? Is it heavier minutes for one of the guys you just mentioned, or do you go further down the bench and grab a Guy Santos?
Yep.
Or grab a Kevin Knox? And stick him in the game. I don't know, but you went with Draymond, Jimmy, Buddy, Buttered, Brandon Pajemski, Jonathan Kuminga, Kevon Looney, TJD, GP2, and Moses Moody. That's your rotation tomorrow night.
Yeah,
and that sounds pretty. I mean, that sounds viable.
It does, but as I take a slight step back from my own 9-man rotation, that's a little terrifying. Because Moses Moody right now is north Alaska. He is cold as ice.
Yeah.
GP2 has been, I mean, he was okay in game one. He hit a couple of big shots, but by and large, he has not been an offensive threat. TJD is no threat. Kevon Looney is no threat. Draymond Green, he's hit the three at times. He sure didn't last night. So I'm looking at that nine-man rotation, and I'm thinking, boy, you better win this game 80-79.
Well, I don't think it's that bad. Remember, you're at home. I mean, we said the same thing when Jimmy Butler was out, and they scored over 100 points and beat the Rockets in game three a week and a half ago. I get what you're saying, but, like, I think we just have to, like, live with that. There's no lineup without Steph Curry that's not going to feel terrifying. It doesn't matter what names I had just said. I think it's fair when you go, that's terrifying. Yes. Yes. The Warriors are Stephless. That is terrifying. If I had offered that to you before it happened, you would have said, that's terrifying. Well, here we are. Guess what? It is. It's terrifying.
Yeah. I guess if you would offer me that 2 weeks ago, I would have felt better about Gary and Moses.
Oh, well, that's fair.
You know,
but just the concept of no Steph Curry, like, I don't know, man. It's funny to me. I sort of feel stuck in this spot. You know, you love to call me Captain Positive.
Yep.
And I'm not going to kill anybody's dream. And I will always have belief in the, well, maybe. I mean, I think just by virtue of being a baseball fan, the best players out there are out 7 out of 10 times. But, like, every time they go up, I'm like, maybe they're going to hit the ball out of the ballpark. Yeah, the Warriors might win. I think it'd be smart for a Warrior fan to, prepare yourself for them not winning this series. I mean, that's just...
Well, yeah, of course.
Prepare yourself for the possibility that losing Steph Curry is your downfall.
Well, I'm prepared for the reality, the possibility that they might not win another game in this series. You might be done in five, and...
Yeah, that would surprise me, but yeah.
Sure. Well, okay, if that would surprise you, then you're thinking that they should be able to win one game.
At least one of these two home games.
Right, so that was going to be my next thought, is if you're going to win one game, one additional game in this series, it would either be game three, four, or five, or maybe six, but you can't get to six unless you win three, four, or five. So if you're going to win three, four, or five... It really means you're going to win three or four. So can you win game three? And if you don't, Monday against game four against Minnesota, is that the one? Can you really look at this and think, yeah, a split? Because I think about absolutely a split.
Yes. I go, cuckoosh.
Lock it up.
Warriors will get at least one of the next two. There you go.
There it is.
All right. Yes. I feel good about that.
I do too.
Okay.
I do too.
All right. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. It's always live on the free Odyssey app. It's now coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.